Today's daf is Kilayim daf Chaf Hey, and we started the third parak of Maseches Kilayim yesterday, parak Aruga. We're talking about all of the different permutations. How do you plant five zra'im, five different types of vegetables within an aruga that is 6x6 tefachim? And we said if you have an extra tefach of gvul, of border, then it's an area of 8x8 tefachim. You could plant 13. All the different opinions in the Rishonim, Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rash, we focus on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam said that really you don't need too much space in between, just the 1.5 tefach of yinika. And besides that, you can rely on the kula of Rosh Tor, where if it's a corner, if it's a point towards the other field, so then that would be allowed. So the question is, how do you know that you could plant five within this area? So you might have just said it's all Svara. It's based on, as we said, it's based on Maris Ayin. It's based on the issue of how it looks, like the Rambam yesterday, Sim Libcha L'Klala Gadol Azep. Listen closely to this big klal that I'm saying. But the Gemara is interested in finding some type of remez, maybe some other type of source. So the Gemara quoted the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu in Perek Samach Aleph, Zeru Eha Miyud Zeram Shnayim. So if you look in the pasuk says, referring to a gina, ukegina Zeru Eha Tatzmiach, in a gina, in an area that you plant, Zeru Eha shall sprout, and Zeru Eha is just plural, so that's two. So how do you know you're allowed to plant five? So, machlokes in the Gemara. Now, the top of Chaf Hei Amar Aleph. Amar Shmuel Bar Sisarta Mishnayim At Lamed Arba'a. From two, you learn four. So you know the pasuk says you could have two. So we say, well, what's the svara why you could have two? You could have two because they have the requisite distance away from each other. So you could also have four if they have the requisite distance away from each other. So says the Gemara, Mashnayim At Nosein Betchilas Shisha Umeitzar Vaholech. It starts off six away from each other at the edges of the six by six tefachim. It starts off, you can plant on the entire side and then taper closer and closer until you have 1.5 tefach in between, because that's the separation of the yinika, as we said yesterday. Each vegetable has a 1.5 tefach yinika area in the ground, and as long as the taroves is only within that 1.5, it's okay. Afar ba atanosein betchilas shisha meitzar v'holek. So too, four, if you put four in, as long as you keep the same measurements, you could put, if you look in the picture, in the Pnei Moshe, there's a trapezoid of four trapezoids there with one dot in the middle. So therefore you have all the separation that's needed. Ef shar shlo yehi sham nekev echad panui. And it's impossible not to have the chance of putting one more seed right in the middle with the requisite separation. Litel bo es ha'emsois. So, says the Gemara, you have the Svar, you have the Pasuk of Zeru Eha, that's two, but then you extend it with the Svara as long as the Merchak is the same. So this Deya, interestingly, actually, one more line, Amr Abiona, Avoda Pogea Ba'avoda, Ve'ein Min Pogea Ba'chaveiro L'chovsho. So what is this reflect the shita that avoda, the area in the ground that is serves as the nourishment, the yinika, that could overlap. Avoda pogea b'avoda. This is how the Rambam and others would read the Gemara. Vein min pogea b'chaveiro, but the actual types cannot be intermixed. L'chovsho, in order to surround one to the other. As we said, you can't have them right next to each other, less than 1.5. So then the yinika of one will go into the actual plant of the other, but the yinikas could overlap. That's how the Pnei Moshe reads it. Let's read the Pnei Moshe. Am Reb Yona, avoda v'chulu. Reb Yona asalash me'inan. Reb Yona is coming to teach us, right, based on the earlier shita. The lo tema shitzork laharchek be min v'min k'dei shir yinika lazeh or k'dei shir yinika lazeh. Don't think that you need separate yinikas for each one. V'liboy shlosha tvachim, you need three tvachim in between. No. Laficha kamar delohi, that's not true. La'ata afta avoda or avuda v'hainu shir yinika zera. Right, we're going to have something called Avudas HaKerem later on. But this is the Avuda, the Ashir Yinika Zera, Tritzorchul Avodaso, that you need for the Avoda, that you're going to work around the Yerek, Vutefachu Mechza, Pogeya, even though it overlaps with B'makam Yinigas Chavei or Shebetzido, Mutter, that is all okay. V'lobin in Harchaka El Ashir Yinika Zera Chada, Bein Min Lamin. You only need to distance the unika of one zera from the other zera. V'hainu tefach u'mechsa. That's what you need separating. V'lo pachas b'shir hazeh, but not less than 1.5 tefach of each one. De'im kein, havi kemisha zeh min ba'atzvo pogeh b'chaveiro. If you have less than 1.5, then it's ki'ilu, it's overlapping one with the other actual min. So that's the first day of the Gemara. So again, the Gemara said you have 2 in the pasuk, and then you extend it to 4 and then 5. This daya really reflects the relationship and the usage of both Misora and Svara. We know all of the Yud Gimel Midos come based on Misora, Gzeirah Shavos for sure, based on Misora, but there's also an element of Svara, of using and knowing where to apply the Yud Gimel Midos. And a lot of Torah Sh'bal Peh is the balance of to know how much Misora is used and how to apply the Svara to the Misora. Even Gzeirah Shavah, we've mentioned in the past, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph in the Bavli, whether Kal Vachomer is the only Mida that Chazal could use themselves, or Gzeirah Shavah is the only Mida that you're not allowed to use yourselves, that you need a Misora. So everybody agrees Gzeirah Shavah, Ein Adam Dung Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo. But even that, the Ramban points out, both in the Shrashim and elsewhere, and other Rishonim say it, but I think the Ramban is one of the earlier ones to say it, even Gzeirah Shavah has an element of Svara to it. Because the how could it be a machlokas about Gzeirah Shavah? If it ain't on them dumb Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmos, then doesn't it go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu? And there's shouldn't be any suffix, shouldn't be any machlokas. But sometimes there's a machlokas about Gzeirah Shavah. The answer is that certain words were given for Gzeirah Shavah. This is the word that's going to be darshan. This is the word that's going to be connected. Or you have to have that. Or else, as the Ramban says, if you have a large book like the Torah, there's going to be words that are repeated. And you can't say every time the words are repeated that it's meant to connect to each other. It says Vayomer, it says Vayomer. It says Vayadaber. It says Moshe, it says Moshe. So you can't connect it unless you have a Misora about it. So, there is an element that the ideas of the words are passed down, but where do you apply those words, right? So that is the where Svara comes in. So it's a balance of Misora and Svara. We do use Svara just by itself also, as the Gemara says in two places, Lamali Kras Svarahu. It says that if you remember by Hamosa Mechavir Olav Araya in Baba Kama Daf Memvav, and it says that by Pesha Asa Hu Pesha Itir in Ksubis on Daf Chapei. So Svara plays a major role in the creation of the Misora as well, but it's this Deya in the Gemara really reflects the balance. We have the Misora, we have the Pasuk that teaches me 2, and then we use the Svara to expand it to 4 and 5. Interesting, these some Mefarshim, there's a big question in the Mefarshim, what exactly does Tselem Elokim mean? Tselem Elokim, right? It says you have to be in the image of God. What does that mean? So the Meshech Chachma assumes that Tselem Elokim refers to the Chirach Avshis. The Meshech Chachma in Bereishis, on the Pasuk, in Perak Aleph Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk says, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu. Meshech Chachma says, Hatzelem HaElokhi, Hu HaBechira HaChavshis, Beli Teva Machriach. What's Tselem Elokim? It's Bechira Chavshis. It's the choice to be able to do what one feels that they want to do. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously has Bechira. So too, that's what he instilled in man. Unlike animals, Malachim, that's a discussion, whether Malachim have Bechira, but the Meshech Chachma says people have Bechira, that's their Bechira Chavshis. Rak Mi Ratzon V'Seichel Chavshi. We have Seichel Chavshi to be able to choose. The fact that Hashem knows does not force the issue. And this is what the Rambam himself says. The fact that Hashem knows beforehand does not make it that we don't have a choice. Ki ein yediyaso ba'a nosefes, ki yediya shal basar v'adam haba me'achushim, because Hashem's knowledge is not separate like one of the senses. That's separate from Hashem's essence. Raki atzmuso yisbarach. It is Hashem. It is Hashem. Right? This is what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva. We don't exactly know what that means, but we know that it's, the das is not something separate. Even though we don't know and understand this, ki, he quotes the line of the philosophers, ki ilu yadatef hayisiv, because if I would really understand about Hashem, then I would be Hashem. Rakzos on yodeh, but we do know, shalom b'chira chavshis hu mitzimtzum ha'alokus. B'chira chavshis is somehow from Hashem limiting himself and allowing man to be able to choose. Shashem yizbarach meiniach makom lebruav. Lasas kvi mashi yivcharu. Hashem leaves space for his creations to choose. V'shalal mi mif'aleyem agzeira v'achlata b'pratiyas. And he negated, he separated from their actions in their life the idea that one has to, there's a gzeira. L'chein amar elibo naseh adam b'tzalmenu. That's why he says, let us make man like our image. Pirish. Shatar medaberes b'lashem b'nei Adam, sha'amar naniach makom lebechiras Adam shaliyeh mukrach b'mifalav u'muchli b'machshavosav. Let him know, let him have the ability. V'yeh bechiri nafshi la'azos u'tov o'ra kashayach v'od nafsho. And he continues. But that's Tzelem Elokim. I once heard a mashal, I might have mentioned this before, about how the Rambam says that Hashem, we have bechira chavshis, even though Hashem knows before and what we're going to do. It's like watching a video of something that happened yesterday. You're watching a video, let's say you're watching the video of a game, and somebody's going to shoot into a basket. Does somebody have bechira chavshis? The game took place yesterday. Does the person have bechira chavshis to get the basket in? Yeah, he has bechira chavshis, but it happened yesterday. Do I know whether he's going to get the basket in? Yes. I can know, but I'm outside of time. I'm not on the time continuum, so I know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time. Hashem is outside of time. So it can't be that, oh, Hashem knows beforehand. There's no before and after for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is outside of time, but we still have Bechira Chavshis in order for our actions. But that's one pshat of Tzelem Elokim, according to the Meshech Chachma. But if you look in the Rambam and other Rishonim, Tzelem Elokim is using our Seichel. Right, the Meshech Chachma says using our seichel to make good choices, but the Rambam says in the Marei Nevuchim, and I'll just read it from the Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. The Rambam says it's using our seichel that is Tzelem Elokim. Says the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, Nefesh Kal Basar Hitzuraso Shenasan Loakel. The nefesh of a person is the tzura that Hashem gave him. Va'das ha'yetzera ha'mitzuya b'nafsho shela adam, and the extra das, the extra intellect that a person has, hu tzuras adam hasholim b'daito. That's the tzura of a person. Ve'al tzura zu nomar nasa adam b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu. On this tzura, which is the da'as, the Rambam says, kloma shetielo tzura hayoda'as u'maseges hadeos shein lehem golam ad shiyadam elohem. Ve'ino omer al tzura zu anikeres le'naim, he continues, hapeh v'chotem, don't say about the physical guf, that is our only tzura. No, da'as, de'as shehu tzuras hanefesh, u'betzuras hanefesh akasim medaber. V'chulu, that's what the Rambam says. So when we have an argamara here that the Chazal are using the da'as, their seichel, their svara, to combine with the misora to come up with halacha, that's using their tzelem elokim to combine with the misora that they have been given. Okay. Anyway, this is all pshat number one of the Gemara. How do you know five? Because the pasuk says two, and then we expand it to five. Number two, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says no. You learn it out from the pasuk itself. The word used in the pasuk is zeru echa. So we darshin the Rasir Leo and the Vilna Gaon add in a word here that the pasuk could have said zara zayin resh ayin hey. It could have said zara. That would have meant one seed. Would have been merames to one seed. But then it says it has two extra letters. It has a yud and it has a vav. So zara would have been one. Zirei eha with a yud would have been an extra two. That makes three. And with the vav, ziru eha, so then that would make another two, which is five. So it would have been 1, 2, 2. So zeru eha teaches us five in the pasuk itself. Right, without the svara, just the misora, the pasuk has two extra letters, so the word would have been one, and then an extra two, as the Rasilio say, zara chad, zara tre, zeru e, tre, ha, chamisha. That is a five. Ukareb Yehuda, and then the Gemara adds that back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said six, not just five. You could have six within this within this area. So if it's six, so it's not based on, is it based on Svara? So it doesn't seem to be based on Svara. So he would have to darshan this pasuk differently. Ukrabi Huda, Rabbi Huda, Amar Shisha. He would say six, because it says, the pasuk could have had Zara even without the hay. So it could have just said Zara. So you add on one more. Zera would have been one. Zara with a hay is an extra one. That's two. And then Zare is an extra two. And Zerue with an extra vav is another two. So it's 1, 1, 2, 2. That equals six according to Rebbe Yehuda. So that is all number two. So now we get to version number three. Number three suggestion of what the source is. The opinion of Rav Chagai. Rav Chagai Amar. Zeru Echa. This word has five letters. Has five letters. Zeru Echa Chamisha. So that is five letters. And Kalhein Da Ana Mashkach Le Vav Ana Machikle. If you find a Vav in there, Reb Chagai says, erase it. Erase it because it's a mistake. It's a mistake if you have a Vav in there, which means six letters. It's really five letters. So the machlokes is whether there should be a Vav, because according to what we have, there's a Vav in there. But he says if you find a Vav in there, it's a mistake. The Gemara says, Ish ta'ilas the Rav Huna Safra. I asked, it was asked Rav Huna, the Sofer, the Safra, the Sidra. The Amar, Zeru'eha, Malya. What do you mean? Zeru'eha has a Vav. Right? Zeru'eha has a Vav. And therefore, we reject Rav Chagai, because it should have a vav. It's not based on a mesora of having five letters in the word. Every letter of the Torah, we all know, has obviously a magical connotation. Remember the Ramban. The Ramban, in the beginning of the Torah, in his Hakdama, which is much Kabbalah, but towards the end of the Hakdama, the Ramban says, "Od yesh biyadino Kabbalah shel emes." I have a Kabbalah that goes back generations. Ki kol haTorah kula shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah, on a deeper level, spells out Shem Hashem. Rabbi Shavel points out that the makor of this Ramban is in the Zohar. Oraisa kula shma kadishahi. Right, the Zohar and Yisro. The whole Torah is like the holy name of Hashem. Deles lechamila ba'oraisa, delo kolil b'shma kadisha. There is nothing in the Torah that does not have in it the holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now back to the Ramban. Osh yesh biyadino kabbalah shel emes. Ki kol haTorah kula shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shatevos mischalkos l'shemos binyan acher. You could split up the words in other ways mean different things. Kilo takshov, as if you could say, al derech mashal, ki apasik bereishis yischalik letevos acheros. The word bereishis, it says bereishis bara elokim, you could split it up, berosh yispara elokim. You could split it up a little differently. V'chol haTorah kein, and the whole Torah could be understood differently if you split it up in different ways. Milvatzi rufeim v'gematriosam shel Hashemos. So you could split it up differently. So too, if you put all the words together, says the Ramban, then somehow on a deeper level, it spells out the Shem Hashem. And that is why, umipnei zeh, says the Ramban, Sefer Torah, sheta bo ba'os achas, b'malio b'chaser pasol. That is why, if you have a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter, who has an extra letter, it's puzzled, even though it doesn't change the meaning of a word. Kizeo inyan yechaev otanu, because the fact that the Torah is Shem Hashem, forces us, lifts all Sefer Torah, sheyechzer bo vav echad mimilas osam, forces us to puzzle a Torah that's missing even a vav. Shebo mehem lamates maleim, that you have you have halachas that are learned that from one letter. So therefore, every letter has significance, even though you don't think it changes the meaning of a word, but still, it would be significant and meaningful. So that might be against, seems to be against the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has a discussion in the last mitzvah, Mitzvah Taryag. The last mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch discusses the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, and he wonders whether we could do this mitzvah b'zman hazeh, because he says, well, if he's there, you know, you wonder which mitzvahs are halacha l'maisa. Mish mitzvahs are, and all the mitzvahs of Karbanos, and many of the mitzvahs of the other mitzvahs that are not lamaisa. You need all the shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. So is writing a Sefer Torah one of those mitzvahs that don't apply b'zman hazeh? He says, I'm not sure, because he says, l'fi zeh, mitzvah zu rofefes biyadeinu. I'm not sure this mitzvah is a little soft and weak in our hands. Why? because the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed that Rav Yosef asked a question about whether the Vav of Gachon, the word Gachon, I think it's in Parsha Shmini, if that, where that word is, is that in the first half of the Torah? Is that in the second half of the Torah? And the Gemara says, we're not Bakiyin B'chaseros V'yaseros. Well, we're not Bakis in the missing letters and the extra letters. So he asked them in Chas Chinuch, we're not Bakiyin. We don't know exactly how to write a Sefer Torah, so then how are you Yotzei writing a Sefer Torah? If we can't write an exact Sefer Torah, right? The Kfar Hey, he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, maybe we're punter from this mitzvah, Bizman Hazeh, Mitam, Deinon HaBakim, Bechazir V'yaseros, right? Al Karchach, Betfilin, Ba'ar Parashas Bakim Lanu. If we definitely are Baki in the four parishes of Tefillin. Dilav hachi mitzvah Tefillin rofefes, because then we wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah Tefillin properly. That can't be. So it must be, because it's a mitzvah Tmidis, so that wasn't forgotten. The parishes of Tefillin. But still, when it comes to the rest of the Torah, so is it possible that we forgot some of the letters and therefore we're not yotze the mitzvah? So says the Minchas Chinuch. No, v'nirlani is daiti birurin shel dvarim. So he says the shnei minei chaser v'yaser. There are two types of extra and missing letters. Two types. Echad dalidei hachaser o hayaser nishtana pirish ateva o yuchal lishtanos. Says there's a difference whether the extra or the missing changes the meaning of a word. There's a big difference between the two, says the Meshech Chachma. He says, Derech Mashal, Esev basukas instead of basuko, so that we darshan. So that's very important, because either it's singular or it's plural. So, imkein, biksav mali mishtana hadin, desukas mali mashbal hefech ochadome, karnos, karnas, all the sugyas of yeshim lemikra, yeshim lemisora, so that for sure makes a difference. And therefore, that would passel if it is different. But if you have ach yesh chaseres v'yaseros, de eno mishtana pirish ateva de zeh kagon. Aharon b'parsha tetzave. B'misora k'tana yesh b'sora shenechta malevav. One time you write Aaron with a vav. V'chein re'isi b'sifrei Torah yishanim. I saw that in old sifrei Torahs. Achar be'bali mesoras chaluk chokan al zeh. But many Bali and Masora do not write Aaron with a Vav. And that's what we don't have it today. Or Pitsuadaka. Pitsuadaka, this is a famous one, that some have Pitsuadaka with an Aleph, some have Pitsuadaka with a Hey. There might be a difference between a Sephardi and Ashkenazi Sefer Torah. So says the Minchas Chinuch, the first type of Chaseros V'Yaseros, for sure were not forgotten. Hachelek HaRishon V'Adai Lo Nishka Klal. Over Pradanim Baskin Yesh LaMasora, we did not forget any that would change the meaning of a word. But Chas b'shalom b'vadei lo nishkach afilu kachot asara mehadin. Over prapen ogeil mitzvah asay shal ksiva sefer Torah. Chas b'shalom shetesbat lo mitzvah asay adei shechacha. We didn't forget it. But the second type of chaseres v'yaseros, that's what the Gemara is referring to. But then he adds and implicitly implies the question on this from that Ramban. V'yim ki kol haTorah kula shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki yadua. And even though all the Torah spells out Shem Hashem, mikol makom, kiva deina mishtane, pirish ateva, ubikriya enonikar, imale yochaser, leslan ba, then I don't think it's a problem. So he doesn't really answer the question. So, what do you mean? It should make a difference, even though it doesn't change the meaning of a word. But that's the Ramban. But that's what you get reflected from this Deya of Rav Chagai. We argue on it, but every letter is meaningful regarding the chaseros v'yaseros. The Gemara continues in the says another idea. Maybe we'll get back to the language issue in a few minutes if there's time. Rabbi Yochanan, Meshem Rabbi Yanai, Kulhon Besoch Shisha. Everything that we've been talking about, all these different opinions, have been, if you planted within the six. As we know, our case is 6x6 tefach. That's the case of Aruga. Shisha, Shisha Tefach. I mean, you planted within it. Zarin Besocha. That's the language of the Mishnah. Kahana, B'Shem, Reb Shimon Lakish, Kulon Chus L'Shisha. Reb Shimon, Reish Lakish, Kahana says in the name of Reish Lakish, interesting, Kahana, not Rav Kahana, Kahana, the name of Reish Lakish says, this is even if they are outside of the six, like on the outer edge. So the Gemara says, one second, Im Kulon Chus L'Shisha, Nisi Tisha, if you plant it on the outer edge of the six, you should be able to have even more growth, because as we said, you have a certain minimum amount of space in between. You have the 1.5 tefach for the yinika of the Irakos. So if you plant it right outside, it should be even more. Amar Eftan Chubitzraya V'Cheinhi. That's true. 9 would be allowed. But the problem here is ba'aruga she ba'arugas himas nisa. The case of our Mishnah is where this isn't the only aruga in the area. It's 6x6, but it's surrounded by other arugos. So if you plant it right outside, if you would plant 9, so then it would look as mixed up with the other arugos in the area. So even if you had a plain aruga in the middle of nowhere by itself, then and you plant right outside the arugos, then you could plant even 9 species. But here, because it's aruga sheba arugos, so that is why it is more limited, and you could only plant 6 and not 9, because then it would look like it is misarif. Just getting back to the other issues that we spoke about today in terms of the language and the letters. There's a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos that I like to quote, and that's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Dalet, where the Gemara talks about the secrets of the Aleph Beis. When we speak about the different letters of the Torah, and every letter obviously is meaningful, as we mentioned, that even the Gematria, the number of letters, the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Dalet reflects that the Lashon HaKodesh is the only language that is inherent, right? The Rashi tells us in Brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Lashon HaKodesh, right? We know that from Kimei Ish Lukach Hazos, Lazos Yikarei Isha, Kimei Ish Lukach Hazos. But not only the words of Hebrew aren't just convention, but it is because this is the essence of the item, right? You call this a table, you call this a chair, because we decided to call this a table or a chair. And if you wanted to switch it, you wanted to call the table a chair and a chair a table, that would also be acceptable if that was the language and the conventions that were accepted by the people talking the language. But when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, no. Shulchan, kisei, all of these are words that reflect the essence of the item. And even the letters themselves has significance. Like they say, this is the code of the Jewish Aleph Beis. That's Kuf Dalet in Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara goes through every letter, why every letter is structured and looks like it does. The Gemara says, Amalei Rabbanan Rehu ben Levi. The Gemara goes, says the Rabbanan said to Rav Shimon Levi, Asu dardiki ha'idna lebe medrasha, v'amru mili. The children came to the base medrash today, and they said things, that filu bimei Yeshua ben Nun, lo itmar kavasayu. Right, even the days of Yeshua ben Nun, Warren said, like, such amazing thing. Interesting, Yeshua ben Nun. We have the Nun with Rashi Tevos, as if it's referring to the letter Nun. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina. First of all, the names of the letters teach us something. Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina, learn wisdom. Gimel Dalis, Gimel Dalim, give to the poor. And then it goes, my time, Epshuta, Kare the Gimel, Agabe Dalis. Why is the leg of the Gimel facing toward the Dalit? Gimel is Gimel, that's the one who gives. Dal is Dalim, is somebody who's poor. Why is the letter of the Gimel facing towards the Dalis? Shekein Darko, Shel Gomel Chasadim, Larutz Achar Dalim. Because the Gomel, we have to go and try to find those that are in need and go give them. Or my time, Epshuta, Kare the Dalis, Lagabe Gimel. But why is the leg of the Dalit on the side of the Gimel and not on the other side? The Limse, Lenavshe. The Dal shouldn't make it hard for the Gomel to find him, and therefore he should make himself available. But the top part of the Dalas is facing away from the Gimel, the Litian Libitsina, so that it's given Bitsina, it's not embarrassing for the Dal. So that it is not embarrassing. Amazing, it goes through every letter of the Aleph Beis here, including the double letters. Skip a line. Mem Psucha, Mem Stuma. Why is there an open Mem and a closed Mem? Ma'amar Pasuach, Ma'amar Sasum. Sometimes there are ma'amarim that are understandable, ma'amar pasuach, and some are ma'amar sasum. Rashi says there, yesh dvarim shenotan reshus l'darshan. There are some things that you have a right to darshan and to understand. Yesh ata mitzuva l'sotman, and there are those that you won't understand. Ma'amar satum. Once heard a pshat that the first letter in Shas is an open mem, me'emasai, is a mem pasuach. The last letter in Shas, Shas Meshai, is uksin, right? That's a mem. Hashem Yivarech Asamo Bashalom. It's a closed mem. So we start off Shas, we think we're going to understand everything, we think that it's all open to us. It's a mem pasuach, ma'amar pasuach. But by the end of Shas, when we finish learning, you know, it's a ma'amar sasum. It's a closed mem. I think somebody said that on one of the... one of the shirim, one of the drushas related to the Siyam Hashas. I think Rabbi Pesach Kron quoted it from one of the Achronim, that Shas starts off with an open mem and ends off with a closed mem. That's in Mishnayos. Then it goes into Samach Ayin. And gets to the other letters. Even in every word, just skip one more. The Gemara source says toward the bottom, the words MS and Sheker. MS and Sheker. You might be familiar with this, but it's really Gemara, right? MS, all the letters, you have the first letter of the Aleph base, Aleph, and then the middle, Mem is the middle, and Tav is the last one. Sheker, all the letters are next to each other. Shin Kufresh. Why? Because MS is few and far between. Sheker is very common, so they're all right next to each other. But then the Gemara goes through each one of the letters. MS, each letter has a double leg. MS, Aleph has two legs, Mem has two legs, and Tav has two legs, because it's solid, it's stable. While Sheker, they're all wobbly. The bottom of the shin is a point, the kuf is bent over, and the resh is bent over. So every letter of the Aleph base, every letter, every word, it's a magical language. It's not just based on convention and what people have accepted, but it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into the system, and that's what it means also when the Bezalel, it says that Bezalel knew how to be mitzarev, the osios of Maisa Bereishis, because the letters themselves are the whole basis for the creation. So he knew the secrets of these letters, how to put them together, and to be able to create things. Right? And that's also what we say on Yontif. Rav Nevenzahl writes in one of his svarim, V'romamtanu mikal lashon, because our lashon, Lashon HaKodesh, has certain power, and Hashem has given us the gift of that. The Rambam writes in the Pirkei Avos, in the second parak, that it's a mitzvah kala to speak Lashon HaKodesh, right? So we have to know on this type of daf, where we talk about the letters and the words of the of Tanakh, it reflects that magic that Chazal talk about elsewhere. Okay, we'll stop here.